It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Emotions are a driving force in our lives. They're challenging enough to deal with as an adult, but when you're a young teen who's already struggling to make sense of the world without bringing emotions into the mix, it gets that much more difficult. Those struggles play out on screen in the Disney-Pixar movie Inside Out 2, which came out in theaters this summer, is now on streaming platforms, and comes out on DVD, Blu-ray, and other formats on September 10th. Here's a brief snippet from the trailer when the more youthful emotions of teenager Riley get some visitors.
I'm anxiety. I am just such a huge fan of yours.
We're Riley's new emotions.
Wow!
Remember when we all finally came up to headquarters?
Nostalgia.
That was like 30 seconds ago, nostalgia.
Yeah, those were the days.
All right, anxiety you probably recognize, nostalgia too. But another emotion in this new cast of characters is ennui. And just what is ennui? How do we help the kids in our lives understand their emotions and cope with them in a healthy way? This is a conversation we first aired on the show back in June. Joining me for this was Dr. Kyle Berkey. He's a clinical child psychologist and the director of the Behavioral Health Outpatient Services at OSF Healthcare in Peoria. Because this part of the show is on tape, we're not taking calls, but let us know what you thought by emailing talk@21stshow.org. Dr. Berkey, let me pose that question again. I set it up in the intro, but just what is ennui?
Yeah, so ennui, it's actually something that people will resonate with very readily once they understand what it truly is, but it's a fancy word. It basically means boredom. It's that feeling of utter weariness or discontent that is kind of the result of a lack of interest or boredom. So it is something that we've all experienced at some point, probably not until we were about that teenage year, as you see in the movie with Riley being a teenager now. But from that point forward, you know, we get these more complex emotions and ennui or this boredom is definitely one of those emotions that starts to make an appearance.
So, okay, boredom is sort of the quick definition. What sort of ways does that manifest in our lives, especially at those younger ages?
Yeah, so in the younger ages, it could just be this feeling that, you know, there's nothing to do. All my toys are boring. All my friends live too far away. I can't get to them. Little things like that lead to that, you know, those summer blues, it could be where you're out of school, so you don't have the interaction with your friends as much. And you're feeling listless, like there's not much to be doing right there.
So I think when we think back to the Inside Out movies, and I have not yet, at the time we're taping this, I have not yet seen the new one. I have seen the previous one multiple times. I have children myself. And some of those emotions, I think, you know, they're very familiar to us. Joy, anger, fear. Ennui is not necessarily something that's quite as top of mind. Why is that?
So I think it gets lost in the general term, like my tween or my teenager. And I think that's just kind of encompassed there. Again, for our kids, as they age, their emotions do develop and they do get more complex. There's actually a quote from the movie where anxiety is talking, says, "Riley's life requires more sophisticated emotions than all of you." And it's not wrong, right? When we have, you know, 5 and 6 year olds, they might experience some fear on occasion, but they don't really experience true anxiety like we would when we're a teenager or, you know, or a preteen. And certainly not like, you know, adults might experience anxiety. So those emotions, those raw emotions of joy, sadness, anger, fear, disgust that are depicted in the first movie, I'm excited for this movie because it's a real life transition that happens at this age where we now get anxiety. We now get the envy of others. That social piece starts to come in. You start to feel much more embarrassed. And then, of course, this ennui or the boredom. So I'm excited to see what they do with the movie because I, like you, have not yet seen it, but I'm going to be first in line, I think.
Yeah, well, to talk about that, talk about what a movie like Inside Out, Part 1 at least, does in terms of helping us think about our emotions and look at our emotions and understand how we deal with them, especially as kids, but also as grownups with kids, or maybe just grownups who might be struggling with their emotions too.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm going to back up a second first and say, as a clinical child psychologist, in 2015, when I started seeing the previews for the original Inside Out movie, I was starting to get really excited. I'm like, okay, a movie about emotions. And then I started playing in my head, oh, wait, I've seen movies try to do emotions, and it didn't do it very well. And it actually led to more stigma or portrayed it totally incorrectly. But Pixar nailed it. They hit it out of the park with that first one. And the previews I've seen so far about this one, I think this is going to be a fantastic opportunity for conversations between parents and their kids. Because sadly, there is still a stigma surrounding, you know, mental health. And if you have a movie like this geared towards this age to the kiddos that are actually feeling those emotions for the first time ever, they're going to go see that movie. And as long as parents do a really good job at making themselves available, maybe even take a group of your, you know, your children and your friends or their friends to the movie and then have those conversations afterwards, this can do a lot of good to spur on those conversations around emotions, around mental health, and really start to reduce the stigma that does still surround mental health for some reason.
Talk about why it's important to sort of put a label on your feelings, to not just feel them, but to actually try to like sort of look at them at some remove and understand what's going on there as this movie. And I imagine as you try to do in your work as well.
Absolutely. Every day. And I think that's probably the most important thing is in order for us to be able to manage our emotions, we have to be able to recognize what that emotion is and have some name for that emotion. That's really the biggest part about, you know, raising kids and parenting, whether you're the caregiver or a daycare provider or a teacher, one of the best things that we can do is to help our kids understand and express those emotions. Because if you can understand and express the emotions, you're going to be able to bounce back from those hard emotions better. So when a child is really young, they're starting to cry, it's a great idea as a parent or a caregiver to say, you must be sad right now. You're helping them label what that emotion is. If they're yelling at you because you wouldn't let them have another popsicle on the hot day, you say, you must be frustrated right now that you can't have the popsicle. You're helping them learn to identify what they're feeling with what the name of that emotion is. And as we start to get better at that, as children's age and they get better, the children who can name and understand and express those emotions better, they're going to be better able to make friends. They're going to be better able to manage their emotions without the help of a parent. And really, that's the end goal, is we want our kids to be able to launch from us as a parent and manage these things without me having to hover around and make sure that I'm helping them through those emotions.
Why is that? What exactly, though, does labeling do that helps us do better at it? Is it just sort of a sense of understanding it's normal and, you know, therefore it's not, you know, some crazy force taking over our lives that we have no control? Talk about, you know, why it's better to label and understand.
Yeah. So I think you hit the nail on the head there, right? Is all emotions are normal emotions. And I think one of the most frustrating things for me as a clinical child psychologist is when people talk about, you know, anger or sadness as bad emotions. And I say, well, no, there is no such thing as a bad emotion. All emotions are good emotions. Now, can I express an emotion in an inappropriate or a bad way? For sure. But feeling angry when somebody has wronged me, that's not a bad emotion at all. That's the proper response. I should feel upset with that. What I always explain is, if I go into a really sad situation and I start acting really boisterous and happy and loud, like, that's not congruent to the situation. That's inappropriate. Even though I'm expressing the good emotion of happy, I should be expressing sad at that moment, not, you know, happy. And so understanding that there is no such thing as a bad emotion, that all emotions have a very important piece. And I think that's why I love movies like this, is anxiety. Anxiety is not a bad emotion. If it weren't for anxiety, I would hop up on my roof to clean the gutters out and I'd start doing backflips on my roof. And because I had no anxiety, I'd fall off and get hurt. But because I'm up there and I have a little anxiety about being up so high, I'm going to be careful. So anxiety has a point. But when it runs away and gets out of control and the power shifts in the anxiety's world, as it movie, that's where we're going to have the problem.
Yeah, of course, that's the point of the first movie, right? Spoiler warning, I guess, if no one has seen Inside Out. But Joy working so hard to keep the sadness character from taking control of Riley's brain and all the chaos that results from suppressing that sadness. Yeah. All right, so on the one end of the spectrum, there are those feelings. We can experience feelings in a way that maybe does more harm than good. On the other end, there are people who choose or try to not feel those feelings at all, bottling them up, as the cliche goes. I guess they literally do that in the trailer, at least for Inside Out 2. What effect does that have?
Yeah, so that is actually one of the quotes that I wanted to talk about today is, you can't just bottle us up, as they're literally in a glass jar on the table there. And you're right. There's not just benefit from understanding and being able to name the emotions. There's benefit from expressing the emotions. If I do not express emotion, let's take anger, right? I'm still going to feel angry, but it's going to start to build and build and build because I haven't done anything with it. It's just going to be below the surface, building up and building up. I like to use the visual aid of a balloon. Okay. If I have anger and I don't do anything with it, it's like somebody blowing into that balloon. But if I don't do anything about that anger and I'm still getting frustrated because I'm in that same situation, there's still air going in. There's still air going in. Eventually, there's so much air in there, it's going to pop. It's going to come out at some point. Now, if, however, I'm getting frustrated and I say, you know what? I really don't like how you look to me. And I express that frustration and I do something with it to express that. Now it's like that air is blown into the balloon, but then I just let a little bit out and I can blow in and let out and blow in and let out. And I'm never going to get to a point where that balloon explodes. And that's the important part about understanding our emotions and being assertive to express our emotions early on. So we don't let them build up and get to a point of exploding.
Well, I guess bottom line, we're coming to the end of our time together. You know, obviously taking your kids to a movie like Inside Out is not a substitute for parenting or talking with a child psychologist such as yourself. But, you know, what do you hope people will learn and appreciate from this experience? You know, especially when we're having these conversations, building off the themes in the movie.
Yeah, I really hope that especially our teens that are in such this vulnerable state where they are experiencing these new emotions of anxiety and envy and boredom, embarrassment, that it starts to resonate with them and that they do feel comfortable having those conversations with a trusted adult in their life or even with each other, right? Their friends. But at the end of the day, what I think I hope most of all is that this movie talking about this topic of emotions and behavioral health or mental health, that really it gives somebody the confidence to say, you know what, I am really struggling with this or that, and talking to somebody about, I think I need to get help, because not everybody that feels anxiety, not everybody that feels, you know, sadness needs to get help. But there does come a time where that is an important piece for you to go have a conversation with a professional like myself, or starting at your primary care physician is a great place, because your primary care physician is going to have great resources for you if you're struggling with some of those things. So I just hope these conversations are spurred on and we get some kids who have been struggling for a little while some of the help that they need, because sadly, we have a lot of research. I'm going to go into adults for a second here, but there's a lot of research that from symptoms onset until seeking out treatment in an average adult, it can take 7 years is the average amount of time from symptom onset to when they start seeking treatment. And I don't want anybody to struggle with hard feelings like this for that long, because as we just talked about with, you know, the bottling us up, if I can learn to get it out early, it's not going to have as much of a negative impact on my life.
Dr. Kyle Berkey is clinical child psychologist with OSF Healthcare. Thank you so much for sharing your advice and your feelings with us today on the 21st show.
Thanks for having me.
Before we go, I want to take a moment to remember Jay Pierce, who died last week. He had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer back in May. Jay had a long career in broadcasting, working for both commercial and public radio stations across Illinois. He was news director at WSIU in Carbondale, station manager at WILL in Urbana, and general manager at WVIK in the Quad Cities. He retired from that job a little less than 2 years ago. Those who knew Pierce on air knew him as a warm, familiar presence. Those who worked with Jay off air knew him as an enthusiastic, supportive colleague. Jay Pierce was 69 years old. Our thoughts are with his friends and family. That's it for today. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.